Hi, this is Lori McKay from the SMB Group, and today I'm speaking with John Mason, who's IBM's new General Manager and VP for Mid-Market. Hi, John, and welcome, and thanks for joining me on this two-part discussion that we're going to have about developments that IBM has in the mid-market and SMB space. In our first discussion, I'd like to focus on the IBM acquisition of SoftLayer, which I understand provides dedicated hosting, cloud computing, and managed services offerings. But before we get into that, I'd like to find out a little bit more about you and your background. I understand you're relatively new to IBM. So can you tell us a little bit about where you've been and what kind of experience in SMB and other areas you bring to your role?
And certainly. Thanks, Laurie. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. And I have recently joined IBM literally 3 months ago. I started my career at Compaq in the PC industry in the 80s, spent 13 years, then moved to Cisco and ran the SME and mid-market business for Cisco in Europe, Middle East, Africa for a few years. Then ran global channels for Nokia's enterprise business, also ran a mobile cloud service in e-reading and news on mobile for a couple of years that I built, and as well as integrated a white label mobile messaging service provider that had been acquired during my time there. So when the discussion started with IBM, it was actually a really interesting combination of many things that I'd done across, you know, different hardware, software, and services businesses within mostly business partner led engagements towards small and mid-sized enterprise customers, and across, you know, mobile and social and a number of the same areas that IBM is very focused on and very strong in. So really for me it was the opportunity to take some of those learnings that I'd seen in other places and combine that with IBM's amazing, you know, global reach in over 170 countries with the incredible brand and the technologies that we have within the portfolio, and find ways to get that to the millions of small and mid-sized companies that are out there that are, you know, possibly not even doing any business with IBM today, but certainly could benefit from those solutions. So that was what really attracted me to that.
What will you be focusing on in your new role at IBM, John?
It's really about finding new opportunities to grow the business and bring some of those solutions around mobile and social and analytics and particularly cloud to smaller and mid-sized businesses, working very closely with our partner organization and particularly focused on managed service providers as a key part of the route to market to serve the mid-sized business opportunity.
Definitely. Yeah, well, thank you for that background, and I know there's been some, you know, good work done to start laying the foundation, but it sounds like you'll be busy doing all that. So help me understand a little bit about the SoftLayer acquisition and why it's so important. I know IBM makes a lot of acquisitions in general, and I think, you know, probably at least a dozen in the cloud area lately. So this one seems to be really important. What kind of makes it stand out for IBM?
Yeah, I think this is one of those, you know, few times in the history of our industry where there's an absolutely fundamental shift taking place that changes everything. And I've lived through a few of them, you know, when client-server computing started taking off was one, and when mobile really went to a whole new level was another. And now I think with cloud, we're actually seeing a major fundamental shift in the market, which is going to be very beneficial to smaller and mid-sized companies who maybe don't have the IT expertise in-house to take advantage of some of the technologies that larger companies are able to use. But now, all of a sudden, through cloud, without having a lot of IT staff themselves, they can really begin to take advantage of some of these more advanced solutions without having to deal with the complexities. So I think that's why, for me, it was really exciting.
So how does, you know, what, can you tell us a little bit more about what SoftLayer does and how that will help IBM help small and medium businesses? And then, you know, from what I'm reading, I understand it, you know, it's partially driven by competition from companies like Amazon and Microsoft with the Azure platform. Can you shed a little light on that, what it gives you that you didn't have in that area?
Yeah, I'd actually say more than competition, it's driven by a change in the way customers are looking to buy. And I'd say it's as simple as, you know, is this technology solution going to be hosted at your place or at mine? You know, is this something that I have to build and manage on my premises, or is it something that I can tap into through, you know, just a simple web browser connecting to infrastructure that's sitting somewhere else outside of my physical office buildings? And then is that going to be dedicated to me, or is it something I share with somebody else? So it's really, you know, your place or mine, shared or dedicated. And what SoftLayer brings us is the ability to offer the full range of different deployment options, whether that's a complete public cloud solution, or it's a private cloud, or it's some mix of you know, some parts public, some parts private in a hybrid deployment. So I think it really lets us accelerate our ability to deliver those pieces of the cloud solution across a broad range of different businesses and different services.
Well, what about the automation behind that, and then the mechanisms for buying it as a customer? I mean, I understand they've done some kind of interesting things there too.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really key here. Is it's not just about the technology, but it's particularly for small and mid-sized companies. It's really important to make it easy and simple to understand, you know, what is the offering, what's the solution, and how can I choose the combination that is right for me, and then make it really easy for them to purchase and deploy that solution. So the beauty of SoftLayer is they have a very simple, you know, literally credit cards in a web browser purchase capability, and you can be up and running, you know, literally within the hour. And
wow.
Then you can choose, do you want to be billed monthly? Do you want to be billed hourly? You know, we could even offer that level of flexibility. So it's really simple and very flexible, and that's probably equally important in the mid-market as the underlying technology, which obviously is also very important.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, one of the things I'm kind of curious about is that it seems like managed services are another big part of the SoftLayer business, and IBM, of course, has been pretty heavily courting managed service providers or MSP partners for a while. Does this create any conflict with those guys? I mean, how will that work?
Yeah, I think this one is really complementary to what we're doing with managed service providers. In fact, you know, we've had a number of key wins with managed service providers for SoftLayer, where the service provider has said, I really don't want to have to manage this infrastructure myself. It's not my core business. my focus is on security services or hosted exchange services. So, you know, rather than me spending my scarce resources building and managing an infrastructure layer, I'd rather focus on the higher value services on top of that, and I'll use SoftLayer as a
infrastructure. Well, they actually be able to, I don't know if resell is the right word, resell the SoftLayer? Okay, great.
Yes, so there's that too. So there's both, you know, offering the managed service provider the ability to use SoftLayer themselves as part of their own infrastructure, but then also the possibility of if you like reselling that, in your term, to their end customers together with other value add services that they bring.
Okay, yeah, because that is kind of like the plumbing, and they can offer a lot more value on top
exactly.
of that.
Yes.
And where does the SoftLayer fit in terms of IBM's smart cloud services? Is that like part of that organization, or is that a different thing? Or?
So I think what we get with the addition of SoftLayer is really an ability to accelerate our own leadership position, scale out the smart cloud services portfolio, add additional higher value services and solutions across mobile and data analytics, social, lots of the areas where IBM continues to invest and expand, also together with some of our business partners. But it's really the combination of all of that into a solution that adds value to customers that's the most important.
And with SoftLayer today, you know, prior to the acquisition, how active have they been in the mid-market and SMB? Are they going to, you know, bring a lot of experience in that market to you that you can leverage? And, you know, if so, how will you do that?
Yeah, I would actually say that this, you know, we went in the very beginning of our conversation, you talked about what attracted me to the role at IBM in mid-market here. And frankly, the SoftLayer acquisition hadn't even closed, but it had been publicly announced. And that was a real additional level of credibility that we have in addressing the SMB market, because SoftLayer at the time had over 20,000 small and medium business customers already. They clearly have a very strong focus on that segment of the market with a solution that is very simple, easy for the smaller customer to understand, choose, purchase, deploy, and operate. So, you know, that to me was, okay, it's not just IBM talking about the mid-market, but actually putting a significant investment in the technologies, but also the ease of purchase and deployment. So that's really where SoftLayer convinced me that we were very serious about this and was, you know, just above everything else the company is doing. That was really a decider for me, and I think is also something that we can leverage in our own communications, that IBM is a serious player in the small and mid-sized business market.
Right, and we touched on this a little bit before, but evidently the MSPs and other channel partners will be able to use SoftLayer in different ways in terms of their total offerings. But what does the kind of bigger go-to-market plan look like? I guess by that, I mean, you know, there's still a lot of SMBs that may not think IBM is, you know, have solutions that are relevant for me. So how are you going to kind of elevate this pretty new offering that offers some value that maybe wasn't easily accessible to IBM before? How are you going to kind of make that center stage in your mind?
Well, I think a couple of points here. First, you know, we need to be careful that we don't hug SoftLayer to death.
So
we need to give them space to continue to operate as they have been doing very successfully with their own go-to-market model. That's mm-hmm. always a risk when a big company acquires a smaller company, that sometimes the big company process can slow down the smaller company, and we've been very diligent about ensuring that that doesn't happen and that we let SoftLayer continue to operate somewhat independently with their existing go-to-market model. At the same time, we need to really take advantage of what they bring and combine that with IBM's other business partners, you know, traditional business partners, managed service provider partners, some of the ISVs that we work with. And really this is more about connecting the ecosystem that needs to work together to deliver solutions to small and mid-sized companies. And SoftLayer really helps us accelerate that with a full range of all types of different deployment options, everything from bare metal dedicated servers, virtualized shared servers, managed private and public cloud, through to, you know, full range of storage and networking and managed services. So it's really about having a full portfolio of offerings as part of a broader ecosystem, while at the same time continuing to let SoftLayer operate within a very successful model in their own go-to-market.
So what does success look like in a year? If this all goes according to plan, what will those kind of metrics or measurements be?
So I think we'll see continued acceleration of cloud adoption within small and mid-sized companies, and SoftLayer will help significantly accelerate the deployment of both hybrid, private and public cloud solutions for small and mid-sized companies. So I certainly expect that, you know, the 20,000 existing SoftLayer customers will increase significantly. Without putting a specific number on it, we'll see a real growth there beyond the 21,000 that we've spoken about today. And beyond that, I think it's really about also helping accelerate our efforts with managed service providers and other business partners who are themselves moving into managed services, and help accelerate their offerings of more value-add services above and beyond the infrastructure layer, so that we really do bring complete solutions, but also solutions that are very simple for small and mid-sized companies to deploy and take advantage of.
Well, John, this has been great. It's really helped me understand that acquisition and the strategy behind it. And thank you for joining me. And I'll look forward to our next discussion where we talk a little bit about IBM's other new plans for SMB and mid-market customers. So thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Laurie. Appreciate the opportunity to have this discussion, and certainly look forward to future discussions we'll have. Thanks.